Mexico is the largest volume market for U.S. pork, and exports are on pace for another record in 2018. Retaliatory import duties and a duty-free quota for other suppliers could get in the way of that, but in this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, President and CEO Dan Hallstrom says the U.S. industry won't give up pork market share in Mexico without a fight.
Effective June 5th, it was announced that U.S. pork would receive an inbound duty into Mexico of 10%. In July, it would shift up to 20%. And most of the muscle meat cuts, primarily hams and picnics, going to Mexico would be impacted. And it's obvious that with the establishment of a duty-free quota for the supply sources outside the U.S., this will obviously be an advantage for Europe and some other places. You know, that being said, we have a wonderful, long-standing relationship with Mexico. We've had the vast majority of the pork imports over the years, and a lot of that has to do not only with NAFTA and a zero duty, but a lot of it has to do with the supply structure that's been set up, specifically the ability to export fresh raw material for further processing down in Mexico. So we are going to, as an industry, do everything we can to maintain that relationship and grow it. There's a lot of goodwill built up over the years, and U.S. industry, packers, exporters, etc., are not going to give that up easily.
Hallstrom explained some of the factors that have made U.S. pork such a success in Mexico.
You know, our quality, our consistency, our price competitiveness, we're seeing more acceptability within Mexico and growing demand with a growing middle class. Per capita consumption is growing at a dramatic rate, especially the last 6 or 7 years. So I think this is a testament to the fact that not only are they comfortable with our products, but they demand our products.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.